probably in the month of March.
Oh, yeah, okay, I mean, I.
By March 30th, we'd like to have what has really been a very thorough review.
And what you would recommend.
Right, yeah, so that if, and so, in the interim, there's going to be, I will ask Robert to make a lot of, you know, suggestions and send to Holt and John, whatever, so that we can get a lot of feedback on that, earlier than later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and.
That's great.
Thank you, Terry, this is great.
And I haven't copied Colt on some of the stuff, because it's not my place to spend your dime on Holt. I figured I'd give it to John, and even for, if y'all want Holt to look at it, then, and.
Thank you.
Excellent, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to agenda item number two now. So everything's kind of moved down, I guess. This would be discussion of grants available to town for purposes of burying power lines. And now this is back to an update.
Can we all finish with that?
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to see you. All right.
Please, please.
Nice to meet you.
Why we could be not including in that one?
Is there really?
They don't know, it's probably a lousy company.
Yep.
Yes.
They got a lot of run over that.
And I don't think you guys, do you get copies of the actions and directives from Casey?
Tomorrow at 6:30, there's an interview. Fill out an application. You're welcome.
You don't get them over the email? Okay. Because what I've done then with your packets too, is I'm giving you the actions and directives that I get from Casey, just so you can see what counts have been.
Uh-huh.
If you weren't there. So you're going to start getting those when I get those.
Okay. There you go. Alan, you were there for that, weren't you?
Yeah.
I left right before that discussion, I think.
Well, you know, Councilman, I think it was Dean had a little heartburn over the model and company with being a lobbyist group, and I guess he had talked to some, I forget who he had talked to, but it's not the way they want to go. It was also quite expensive. It was
$14,000, I think.
It was more than that. It was pretty.
What, to get them involved?
Oh.
That's a lot of money. It was.
That's
what it was.
It was a lot of money.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it sounds like what they're looking at is from when the utility came here and they talked about it, it sounds like it kind of threw the ball back in our lap and simply say, all right, well, tell us what area you want us to look at. And you know, they would come up with a proposal.
Well, I think what we sent them was we wanted direction on what to do with them all over.
Right.
That's what we sent council. Yeah.
That's what we sent council. Right?
They basically, and to give us direction, and that direction was, they're not going to pay a lobbyist group that kind of money, and they want us to do some type of outline. They said that, they said they're going to send letters for requesting availability of grants, and then I guess we have to come up with
Yes.
Dean was kind of upset from a previous experience with Marlowe and Company that he related to me. Now, I don't know. I'm just telling you what he told me, is that they hired Marlowe and Company, and a week later,
got
bill. Well, no, what they needed done was already done without Marlowe and Company. Mm. And I don't know, there was some discussion about getting whatever the fees back and this, that, and, but that was before my time, and
Well, we were a little. I remember when they came up. The planning commission here was very suspicious of Marlowe, so we were wondering how this whole thing came about. You know, because it kind of appeared out of the blue, didn't it? This whole Marlowe thing.
Well, it looked like Casey got some sort of letter or request from Marlowe and then followed up. And,
right. Yeah, because I guess it's just helped with the funding of power lines.
But if I remember, it sounds to me from this little blurb here, the council's asking the P&Z to come up with some kind of an outline proposing what should be done to start pursuing this idea of buried power lines. And then we're going to go out and look at grants. Seems to me what we heard is that we need to define the area. I mean, specifically, what area are we talking about? We heard, what, 1,200 linear feet, I think it was, or something like that.
I think it's a minimum 1,200.
Yeah, minimum before they start.
Before they start, and maybe that's kind of what we're looking at, is to simply say, all right, we're talking about from this area to this area, this is what we want to bury, we want to do this street, maybe not that street, and actually specifically identify, probably starting a relatively small area in the downtown area that satisfies the 1,200 feet.
The suggestion we had before was to look at KMU, the pier, from 421, and in fact, obviously, I would think it's just a two-block square area. If you go from KMU south, KMU north, one block, and just look at starting at that downtown, what we call downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we had proposed years ago, is just to say, what would it cost to do that? Just if you were coming down, you were at Big Daddy's, and you looked down to the pier, all that would be buried.
Yeah, right.
Including that street that Big Daddy's is on, and you would just see that all, and that would be the start of what I guess we call the downtown area, and build a facade up from there. If, you know, if we're going to do anything as a town, that's where it's got to start.
I absolutely agree.
He's chair. Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Since you were talking about Big Daddy's, it just brought up something. John's working with Big Daddy's right now. They're in the planning stages of putting out some sort of a patio and a bar and taking out that candy place there and all this other kind of stuff. And they're trying to get it open by the tourist season. And John met today with the fire marshal down there to see what's going on. That just came up this, we started Monday, yeah.
Is that something we're going to review then as a planning commission?
I don't know.
They're not changing the structure at all, it's just an interior thing?
Well, they are changing the structure. They're just going to be basically taking out a 3 foot by 10 foot part of the wall. And they're especially going to have the Bermuda shutters lift up. There's your bar, and you're going to have stools in front of it, and they're going to be building a deck on the side.
And no digital signs. I have a comment on that on member items about Los Angeles.
Okay.
All right.
So that was a proposal I put up.
Do you want to take the lead on that and maybe just kind of identify in a more specific way? Again, we
I can identify it on a map, yeah.
Yeah, identify on a map and kind of write it into an area, and because I think one of the issues was that 1,200. They said the minimum they were going to look at was 1,200.
Well, this is going to be more than that. Yeah.
Okay. And just so specifically, because again, you know, we'll be able to kind of...
It may not even be doable, but it would be an area I would think we would want to start at.
Yeah, I mean...
So I can put it together.
Could you do that and maybe put it into a description about the exact, you know, something so we can get started on that. Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah.
All right. What about, now they're talking about possibilities for grants. Craig, I know the Economic Development Committee had a presentation for Main Street being designated as Main Street.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to open up avenues for grants and stuff. Do you think that's possible?
Well, that's a kind of, that's a Main Street USA designation, and there's some requirements that we have to go through to, and we never did get designated as that. You know, there's an application, there's some requirements.
We're due by April, I thought.
And that sort of thing. Is that, the previous town administrator was kind of haunching in that one, so I'm not sure where that even stands now. Does anybody know?
I don't think we did anything with it. I know we had a presentation at the Economic Development Committee, kind of, they said the same thing about there was a deadline to get
deadline was April.
And it was also like a sub thing of the Main Street USA, if you did meet all the requirements. I guess my question is, if you were designated as Main Street, does that open up other avenues for grants?
And yes, it does.
Would that be powerful?
Yes, it does. It opens it up for beautification type grants, our beautification grants associated with that. The thing about grants, and Barry, you might want to talk about this. I have one of my students working here as an intern working on grants. Right,
yes,
now.
He's working with Chuck,
right?
Exclusively on getting grants and all that other kind of stuff, and I understand they're really making some progress. And speaking of...
Well, what they're trying to do right now is figure out what grants we have,
right,
we've already gotten, and how much money's been spent. There's money sitting in the bank, and they really don't know what it's for, and I guess there's some issues
there. Yeah, there's a lot of issues.
The press isn't here right now, so we could be
recording it.
Yes, okay. So anyway... I've got a student working diligently trying to figure out what's going on, finding contracts and stuff like that.
They're doing very well, as far as I understand, as getting things tracked down. They found some problem areas, and we got that solved. And,
good, okay.
And speaking of stormwater, Alan, Mo got back from California. This is irrelevant, really, probably. But she was after a grant from Coca-Cola. That has to be submitted by March the 12th, and I think Chuck and your young man is working on that.
Okay,
I hope.
Yeah, okay. You may want to check on that. I'm meeting him once a week. He originally was assigned here to work on grants related to buried power lines. Okay. He got sidetracked because this became pretty important what he's working on right now.
Would it make sense to try to find that person that came to economic development who was the Main Street USA, knew all the application processes, knew all the... Would it... I don't think it costs the town anything for her to come do a presentation at one of our meetings. Would it make sense to do that?
Is that something that the town wants to pursue? From my understanding, I thought there was some resistance against pursuing that by the town council. Main Street USA designation.
I am not sure. I don't know why there would be any problem with that, except with the hooks that might come along with having that designation. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there are certain qualifications and stuff that you have to go by, so... But I'm only one person, that it would probably be a good thing to pursue.
My impression is that it was very positive, and I think it kind of got dropped when the town administrator left, and it just kind of dropped it. It may be something that we want to pick up again, and planning and zoning, just to kind of start that process again. It is a source of some grants, certainly related to beautification of the downtown area.
I don't know whether, because of beautification and everything, it might have something to do with the bearings of power lines in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The other thing I would do is next time I talk to my student, I'll see how far along he is on this process. I'm pretty sure I can get an additional student each semester to be an intern here at Curry Beach. And maybe if he can't do anything for this semester, certainly the next one could be more directed to specific things. But I think that I probably convince him to spend a little bit of time looking at the grants that are available for bearing the power line, since that was his original project. So anyway, it sounds like if you kind of go ahead and define the area, I'll talk to my student and see where he is in his current process and see if maybe he can spend a couple hours into really concentrate.
Do you want to review it at the next meeting before we pass it on to council? We take the commission here?
Yeah, that sounds
okay.
Good.
So I'll bring it next time.
And I'll get my student working on that right away.
He seems to be enjoying himself.
He's having a good time.
Yeah.
All right, any further questions, comments? So next meeting we'll have a kind of a definition of what is the area that we want to consider. I'll talk to my student ahead of time, see if he can start maybe do a little bit of background research, and then we'll maybe try to find out who the Main Street USA person who did the presentation for next time. Okay. Any further comments on that? Number two on our agenda now is amendment to sign ordinance. This issue was tabled at the February meeting. I would be willing now to kind of take the next step on this, which is to specifically look, I think, at some of the size issues and maybe kind of revisit some of our previous recommendations and come in specifically with a set of recommendations for kind of phase two. We have our prohibited signs already implemented. I think the next step is now to kind of look at the size issues in our original proposal and see if maybe we might want to modify those a little bit in terms of the sizes, in terms of the percentage that could be changeable copy. I think those are kind of the two big issues that have been mentioned. And I'll be glad to kind of come in with a specific proposal for the next
did you just hand something off, though? You just handed it off?
Yes, sir. It was a request of me to take pictures of the remainder or the rest of the sign within town. And I think I missed one or two when I reviewed them one more time earlier. So you've got 90% of them. There's, I think, two that I remember.
Okay. State Park, that fair is no longer there.
All right, any comments, anything to more on the sign ordinance? So I'll take the lead on that, and you'll take the lead on the power line issues.
You want me to help you out with the sizes and stuff?
All right, I mean, do you want to come up with recommendations on the sizes? I mean, look at what we're proposing.
I can look at the manual copy.
Why don't you take the lead on that, then?
You can handle the rest of them.
Yeah, I'll handle everything else except the size. I've already done a fair amount of research on the amortization issues here. All right, number three is the zoning overlay district. The issue was tabled at the February meeting. I would probably recommend that we table this again until we kind of resolve some of these issues here. Yes?
Two things concerning both the sign thing. Beach Protection is putting together a lapping sign, to mark the
sandwich board,
small, to be used, one for each lifeguard station so that they can put flags to warn the people in the ocean of rip currents. Mm-hmm. So they're going to put a flag in each place. You can pretty much tell where the rip currents are. So, from their stands, they're going to put a flag in each place to put these arrow sandwich boards on both sides, in the middle. They're just pretty much standard signs. I don't know that it would be anything. I just don't want her to be spending this money and it not conform to what y'all are doing.
Well, those are just temporary anyway, because you don't have rip currents every day.
Yep, no, that's right. I mean, it's just a temporary sign, and it's...
I mean, we do have prohibited signs, but I'm not... that's an interesting question. I don't think
these are safety signs.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if our signs
covers
the beach. I mean, these are commercial signs.
Cover the
beach.
Yeah.
What if they're not LED blinking? We're all set.
I think we ought to get somebody dressed up as a rip current and dance around them.
Sorry, Amy.
I know what he's talking about. That was good.
and the other thing besides the rip current is the realtors, the Realtor Association. I got an email last week, I think. Is putting on I don't know what charge or if there is even a charge, a form-based seminar for about 4 hours or whatever it is for one day, put on by the Realtors Association. So I guess it's just an introduction to form-based zoning. And I didn't know whether any of y'all would be interested in that. I will forward it to
you. Yes, please.
I will forward it to all of your,
Please do.
Yeah.
Will they feed us?
Yes, actually they do.
They will.
Now, I don't know about you.
Okay.
But yes, lunch is included.
Is there a motion to table this until the April meeting?
Motion.
Second.
Okay. Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Number four, this is an informational update. I guess our impervious surfaces recommendation was approved. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. I didn't stick around for that.
That's correct.
Okay, excellent. All right, we've talked about number five. Commission, this is an informational one, too. Again, the update is that they'll be holding interviews at a special council meeting tomorrow for the vacancy here. I guess vacancy on the Board of Adjustments, too?
Yes.
And Stormwater.
And Stormwater, okay.
Can I, while we're on this subject, offer a suggestion that we take charge and put together what we would think would be some of the minimum requirements for this commission? See, I don't know what they're going to go by now, but, you know, some experience in planning, some experience, you know, some of the things we would like to see in the members. I would think we should take it upon ourselves to forward to council.
That would be
whether
nice.
You listen to
that would be nice if we could get it before tomorrow's meeting.
How many applicants do you have, Barry? Do you know?
There were four before.
I'm not sure what the latest tally is. I would imagine the same ones that were there before, but I don't know that for a fact.
Have you heard any?
Mm-mm. Well, we had, what, four of them in Board of Adjustment? We had one.
Yeah.
Well, that would be easy for Board of
Adjustment. In Stormwater, I think there were like three. One of them.
I can certainly, if you want to talk about it now, I can forward an email, and I have no problem sending it to be an email.
I would like to, even if it's just the four or five things that we would like to see.
Yeah, some bullet points that, would
so
be.
So we just don't get anyone not give it to you. I'm sorry. So, my first thing is they have to have some, even if it's project planning, but some sort of planning
background.
They've planned projects, they've worked on planning boards somewhere. It has something to do with construction. Not that they're a construction engineer, but somebody that knows something about building construction, something about safety and those kinds of things around building. And it doesn't have to be specifically safety, but some background with construction.
So, knowledge of planning and or background in planning, including project planning, and including possibly knowledge of construction, building requirements, and those sort of things, right?
We probably should, I don't know if I can say the word resident, but they should at least be familiar with the Curry Beach area for a couple of years, I would think. You know, whether they have lived here for 3 years, but
I think there is a residency
requirement. Okay. So they'd be a resident for some years, not 2 months. I don't know.
But I think familiarity with Curry Beach,
okay,
the issues of Curry Beach is fine.
Yeah, that would be, all right, something like that.
I would also think that there's an understanding about how planning ties in with economic development, some of those issues.
Mm. Very good.
Are there any other points that you'd like to add?
I think the person should have an interest in a controlled growth of an area. Not just do anything for the moment that person did.
Okay. Somebody who's interested in Curry Beach, interested in the control, in the growth, and how they feel about the growth. Okay. Good point. Yeah, we can always, Council is recommending, I think we do this, and they also say update it annually or something, so we can look at this periodically. But this would be a start for them to look at before tomorrow.
Please do. I will
put this together in an email or as attachment, send it to the email addresses of folks that I have, and then also to the town to be passed out, I guess, during the special meeting.
That would be great. Thank you.
Yeah, I might attend. I might show up, and if I can't get a response, I'll just physically pass it out. Have fun.
Well, here, I'll give you an email address.
Okay.
Yeah, if you have anything else, Barry, at the meeting, if you can make sure they all have copies.
I will.
Hopefully it would help.
I will print them out My son.
I probably won't do this tonight. I'll do it tomorrow.
Well, hey.
That's okay.
It will be fine.
Great. All right. Appointment of vice chair. The issue was tabled February meeting. The reason we tabled that, if I remember, is that usually the new person gets the honor. But now we have a general policy and procedure for committees as adopted by town council. Does that even speak to filling?
Yes, it says we have to have minutes and we have to have a little, I don't know how they put it, chair and it's here.
It's in the back section. I think we should read it.
That should be the last thing in your agenda packet.
It's the last one, okay. Chairperson and secretary. Well, the secretary we name, right? Chairperson. They don't talk about a vice chair, but I'm gonna nominate Alan Boyle for vice chair. And let's not think about it. If you're willing to do it, Alan.
Okay.
Please, well,
no. I'll second that.
Oh, there we go. You're your chair. I'm sorry.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. That way we got a chair, vice chair. We're okay. I don't think we need one, but you need one, I think, if the chair can't make it.
Well, I almost didn't make it. I was stuck in Eden, North Carolina for 4 days and almost didn't make it.
So this clears it. We're okay. You okay, Alan, on that?
Yeah, I'm fine. Agenda item number 8, Economic Development Committee Studies. We have, I don't know what we're supposed to do.
I was wondering about that.
Oh, we've had it on here a couple months.
I went to the toolbox.
Yeah.
Had a lot of discussion. I mean, it wasn't anything like the previous meeting where they had this secret public, non-public, whatever it was, meeting that they had. I mean, at that meeting, they were ready to move forward with implementing things. This meeting was more, what are we going to do? I did mention, I expressed your concern, Jim, about that council's not going to commit to the redevelopment of B1, that we're all wasting our time. And pretty much the consensus of everybody in that room, they all agree. I mean, we can talk to them on Facebook, everything. If they're not going to commit, then we shouldn't be here. Tim Fuller was present at the meeting, so he heard about that. I really don't know what we're supposed to do with it either. I mean, we're supposed to recommend. I mean, I really think that this committee has more to do with economic development than any other committee.
Right.
And if they're not gonna keep the Economic Development Committee, then I've said all along, I mean, SLAP and parking should handle the study that was done
on parking. And beautification do there.
Beautification, when it comes time for economic development, it pertains to the landscape and beautification, then they should be involved.
I agree. When it comes to economic development, the two biggest things that could be done, I think the three things, one is the sign ordinance, another is zoning overlay districts with form-based planning, and the third would be bury the power lines. I mean, those would be the big three that will do more for economic development of this community than anything else. I think that it's actually more than simply communicating to the council that are they serious about this. Before you do anything, there has to be a vision. There has to be an understanding of what economic development means to the council. Does it mean that we're going to be a bedroom community? Does it mean that we're going to have hotels here? I mean, somewhere we've got to have some idea about the vision for the business district. And once we have an idea, it doesn't have to be a very specific vision. I mean, that might be our job. But there has to be a vision about this is where we want this to go. Then we can start talking about form-based planning. We can talk about overlay districts, we can talk about sign ordinances, but there is, at least I don't get a sense of any idea about what that vision is.
Well, I mean, I have to say, this committee has worked, I mean, but John Sawyer, yes, I mean, I, we've always referred back to that. I mean, and we sent
some... We've worked hard to try and get there.
To, you know, give us direction on the road. You know, we asked them about doing a traffic study. We were going to consider making K Avenue one way. But like I said, nothing was done. But nothing has been done. So, I mean, I think that, I mean, this committee, I think as far as taking the, as far as taking those studies and combining them and coming up with a master, it doesn't have to be the total master plan, but that was something that was talked about at meeting too, that needs to be some type of direction.
Yeah.
We can't piecemeal it. We can't just throw vendors out there and say, okay.
Yeah. This is now, for example, do we want mixed use? Buildings over there. I mean, if we do, then we can create an ordinance and we can do the form-based planning. Do we want to be a bedroom community with maybe a couple coffee shops? Do we want to have hotels? I mean, we must have better direction.
Well, that's what I was trying to say. You know, I'm not trying to put this off on the council, but what we need from them is that's what I meant by commitment, some sort of idea of what do we want to do, what do we want.
It could be very general.
Where do we want to go?
It could be very general, and then we can get to the specifics.
Jim is exactly right, and I personally, okay, this is just my own personal feeling, I would like planning and zoning to make council charge, you know, I don't know what I want to say, come up with some sort of a vision, just like you said, given some direction for y'all to follow, because without that,
we can't,
you just...
Right. I don't think, honestly, I don't think we need to... organize a committee that handles these.
Personally, I think planning and zoning should be, as far as if there's a hierarchy, they should be on top.
Yeah, you know, if this is a larger city, I was chairman of the Industrial Development Authority for a pretty large city out in California. But we were trying to create incentives to get factories, you know, I mean, businesses to come to the, I mean, that's a different issue than this. This is, you know, economic development in this town is going to be planning based. There's no question about it. It's not incentives. It's not, you know, zoning that to industrial or whatever. So
everybody loves the mixed use. I mean, they were big fans of the mixed use, but I think mixed use is a good thing. But I think if the whole town is mixed use, we're going to have just too many. We're going to have too many businesses. We're going to have a bunch of empty businesses.
Well, then that comes back to
that. And that comes back to the planning board. I mean, you know, if you leave it up to another committee, they say, oh, okay, everything's going to be mixed use. Well, what are we going to do with 50 more businesses in this town? We're going to have 50 empty.
Right, you know, there's also some discussion about, you know, making, you know, changing some of the zoning, actually, in terms of, you know, do we want to have some of the zoning on K, you know, residential, or do we want to convert it to mixed use, or do we want to convert it to maybe commercial? We can't really do anything unless we have a general vision about what we want to be as a community. We can come up with a recommendation here, I'm sure. I'm not sure that's what the council wants.
I think now that we have, you know, a new council and they've had a quarter to be in, they should be ready to come up with some sort of a vision for y'all, since the Economic Development Committee was disbanded. I think it's time to revisit that and perhaps charge the council with the responsibility of coming up with a vision.
Do you want me to write that in my email?
Ooh, please.
Okay.
Well, see, that confuses me too, Barry, because they really haven't disbanded the economic development.
Well,
they've suspended it pending the recommendations from these committees, so it's almost right. Like you guys want us to say, okay, get rid of economic development and we'll handle this.
Well,
that's kind of a roundabout way that it's coming out. So.
And we really can't comment on these because if the vision is going to be one type of a vision, then I can pull one of these out and say, look, they've already done the work. Yeah. If it's going to be a different vision, then, you know, then some of these aren't even relevant. And I think what we're talking about is just a paragraph statement about what the vision of this community should be for the next 20 years.
Look, the council wants a vision for every committee. Why the hell can't we come up with some kind of a vision? Excuse me.
Well, obviously we're supposed to come up with something. Who's going to implement the plans?
I don't even think we can comment on this until we have a vision.
If we can get a vision, we could help suggest on an implementation process.
Absolutely.
You know, I I envision this as like a 2-3-5 year process. Well, here's what we ought to be doing in the next 2 years. Here's what we'd be doing in the next 3-5 if we want to get to where the council wants to see it go. And we can come up with those steps. Well, here's where I think we need to go.
Well, no, this, the other committees are coming back to council in March with recommendations on how to implement these things. So if we don't want to be left out of this whole thing, being the committee that should be the ones to implement economic development day kind of master plan, then maybe, you know, maybe we send the council to go to watch meeting as we need your 5-10 year vision and plan.
And then we can
then planning and zoning can, you know, maybe we could say that we think SLAP should take the parking study, which makes perfect sense, I think. And then as far as implementing the plans of either the Technology Development Committee's, the NC State's plan, or John Sawyer's plan, or the other plan that was done, once we get the vision,
we can start implementing. This overlay will start playing into place. Bearing the power lines plays into place. So we know where the vision is. We can start working on a section of, I guess, what I'll call V1, and saying, well, here's the steps we got to go through.
I don't want to just send them, we need your vision. Because I got a feeling that they'll just make a decision in March saying, okay, beautification is going to handle implementing these master plans.
You want me to write something? I mean, I can't see why I couldn't come. When's the meeting tomorrow night? 6:30?
6:30.
I'm sure I could come. Would it be appropriate to talk about that? Or was that
I don't know why not, but I will find out and let you know.
Okay.
What's your mobile, Craig?
520-7927, but my emails, I tend to use my email more than my mobile.
Okay. What was the rest of your 5201?
520-7927.
7927. And I've got your email.
GalleryC@uncw.edu.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Well, could you make the presentation at the next council meeting?
I could, but I'm thinking we should, might want to raise the issue quicker than waiting until the next council meeting.
Well, I will be more than happy to raise the issue at tomorrow's meeting. So that everybody can be somewhat primed and ready to,
not to say that you won't do this, Craig, but I know, and we should also include like beautification and marketing when it's time for them. Like it shouldn't just be this committee.
Right. Well, I agree with that.
This committee should be inviting them to these meetings when it comes time for those people to be involved.
I would just suggest that to me this is all premature deciding what committees and which to implement because we have no vision. And by the way, some states, it's required in state law that cities have a vision. Okay? It's required in state law because California, Arizona, I think Florida too now requires it as a state law where there's an actual statement of vision prior to any planning documents. The zoning, and then you can challenge zoning if the zoning is not consistent with the vision. You know? Mm-hmm. And we don't have that state of North Carolina. There's no requirement for a vision for yourself.
So you just send a man out to the next council meeting to request that?
Yeah. And
we'll have to address it at a meeting.
Yeah. You know, I think that's a good idea. Simply say that we really can't talk about implementation of anything. You know, what committees, what different reports are good, whether we should have form-based planning or zoning overlays or special districts until we have a sense of what the vision is. If we're going to be a better community, none of this stuff is really wrong.
Right.
So.
Yes, sir.
All right. Any other presentations? Okay. Any new business? Okay. Any member items? I've got two member items. This last week, I had a very interesting discussion with the lead planner for the city of Raleigh. And it was actually very, very insightful because they're actually going through revising everything, you know, from sign ordinances to planning and struggling with the vision issues and all that sort of thing. But in the context of that discussion, he referenced Senate Bill 44. Are you familiar with Senate Bill 44?
Yes, sir, I am. We discussed that at our, those that attended, and four of us were there, I think, our ethics training.
Okay.
And the bill you're talking about says that the liaison or whatever, there should not be any type of influence. influence being tried to be put upon the Board of Adjustment or any quasi-judicial?
We are quasi-judicial. We are one of the three that's identified as quasi-judicial. It's a Senate bill. Senate bill, and it's not that long. I printed it off. I apologize. Is there one floating around here?
Yes, sir. They did. They did cover that at our ethics training.
Yeah. It's only about 5 pages long. It's not very long. I did print one copy right here. The key thing is this action was passed last year, but it is to be implemented on January 1st of this year. So this now is the law that we have to follow as quasi-judicial decisions. And it's more than simply ethics. It deals with influence, it deals
That's exactly
how things have to be conducted and everything like that. So I would strongly recommend, you can Google it, just Senate Bill 44. And I think everybody on the planning and zoning should be familiar with this. And this also defines the process of appeal. And if we don't follow certain things in certain ways, you can be appealed to court, we have to act in certain ways and stuff like that. So this is, some cities perhaps, and the guy from Raleigh was saying that some, he's amazed that some cities aren't as aware of this as they should be.
Well, Mel?
Yes?
That's one of the reasons I make sure I raise my hand.
Senate Bill 44.
But they stressed this very much at our ethics training, and you know how that there is no, you know, you cannot try in any way to influence any quasi-judicial board. That's verboten.
It is. Right.
The contact between, and the way that the contact is between the city council and a quasi-judicial board, it has to be very careful, according to this. And if it's not, there's all sorts of implications of it. So, I would just recommend that all the committee members Google Senate Bill 44. It's not very long. I've got one copy right here. And that is the bill that was actually passed to be implemented January 1st. So we are now covered under this. Second thing has to do with just an interesting thing about sign ordinances. I caught in a newspaper a couple days ago about a gentleman in the city of Los Angeles the city of Los Angeles is having a lot of problems now with electronic billboards and digital signs and stuff like that. And so the planning commission and city council there has finally realized that they have to clean up their act. So they're going through the same process of trying to tighten up substantially, get rid of digital signs. They want to increase tourism. They found that it negatively affects tourism and all that sort of thing. And so they did pass a series of new laws there. And one of the problems, which we don't have a real problem with, but in Hollywood, they have these mega signs that actually drape down over, you know, promoting movies and drape down over buildings or something like that. So somebody did that. Somebody did it without authorization and violated the Los Angeles sign ordinance. They arrested them, put them in jail, and it's a $1 million, $1 million right now for bail. It's a $1 million bail for this guy to get out for violating the Los Angeles side one. So I just want to point that out, that they are quite serious.
We might want to pass that out.
Yeah, I wonder if the town gets a cut of that.
Anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up. As one of the great decadent cities of the world has realized, they have
to be really want people to pay attention, make a thing. Make a thing, okay.
All right. Any other member items? All right. Very good. We're adjourned. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn. Okay.
Second.
Very good. All in favor?
All right.
All right. Excellent. I will plan on being at the meeting at 6:30. I won't stay for the interviews, but I'll probably pass out our recommendation.
That would be great. And, you know, that way we'll get them thinking about it, because March 16th.
This, I don't think, is allowed under Senate Bill 44 to put money in front of it. think I'll leave it there.
Thank you very much.
I want to see who pays it.
There you go.
What's going on?
Thank you very much.
All right. See you.
Bye, Barry.